and welcome to Babes in Voiceland. Beth, Erica, Terry, and I are so glad you're joining us. Come on and pull up a chair at our dining room table and get ready to laugh.
You know how when you're on Facebook, you get all those advertisements?
Yes.
They just kind of pop up.
Uh-huh.
And usually, I just don't pay attention. But for some reason, this looked interesting.
Uh-oh.
So, you're going to like this, really.
Okay.
Well,
there
is tell us.
There is a company called Saltwater Brewery.
I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow.
And you will not believe.
Salty beer?
They make beer underwater.
No. They make taffy-flavored beer.
No. Ooh, that would be good.
Okay,
ooh,
go ahead. Pretzels.
You guys are going to totally like this
because
this is like right up your alley.
Right.
No, but
we
listen.
We don't even drink beer.
Listen.
Yeah, go ahead.
They are making, you know, the plastic rings for six-packs? They're making them out of barley and wheat.
I heard about
so
this.
They are edible to sea life and totally biodegradable.
I love that.
Oh,
yeah, I love that.
How
yeah.
cool is that?
And you can use it for,
that.
For soda or for anything else.
That
and
is
they
awesome.
Hope, it said they hope to ship millions of units in the next year,
mm-hmm.
and it's a great step toward alternative to plastic,
yeah.
and it's healthier for sea life. So
oh,
if you throw it in the ocean, like
right.
all the people drinking six packs mm-hmm. on the beach in California,
mm-hmm. right.
if you throw the ring, instead of these poor animals getting caught in it
yeah.
and hurt and all this stuff,
right.
it will
feed
them.
You can just
them.
Eat your
they
way out of it if you get caught,
them.
That's all.
Wow.
So how do you like that? Can you believe
like
I came up with something
I like it except for PETA and some of the other animal rights organizations are going to start fussing about whether or not it's great that it's biodegradable, but is it GM, non-GMO?
No, it's food.
Is it organic?
It's
I'm just Beth. I'm just
making a yogurt.
I'm just saying.
To the next logical conclusion.
But food is either GMO or it's not.
That's right.
I mean, you have foods that have been genetically altered,
well,
and then you have foods.
I don't think a porpoise or a whale
I
or a sea lion gives a crap.
I
well,
know,
no, but
they
it,
don't.
But it could mess with their DNA. It could mess with their systems. It
well,
could mess with...
Well, with all the
like
leak out
us.
Of Fujiyama, wherever that is, with all this stuff that's
well,
you know,
about GMOs, right?
But right. I mean,
that
you know, look at how
three-headed
our,
fish needs to worry
right,
about.
Right. The one that had five heads and three tumors. I don't think they're really going to give a crap if they're oats or GMO or not.
Now,
I think it's good.
But let me tell you, I have faith that the Saltwater Brewery, even though I do not know anyone that works there or owns
uh-huh.
it, I have faith that they will have good barley and good wheat to feed to the sea life.
Yeah.
As we join our over the hill, I mean age challenged host, only moments to airtime, she seems agitated, a bit overly nervous for a seasoned professional. As a matter of fact, everyone seems a bit off. I've already weighed in on this endeavor that this show will be a complete disaster.
Okay, breathe. I can't believe I'm this nervous. Ooh, get it together, Brooke. You've got this. You can do this. Breathe. Brooke,
la,
breathe.
La, 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 la.
Psst.
Me?
Cal.
Me?
Cal, come here.
I can hear you. I got my hearing aids in.
No. Come here. Who's our guest? She hasn't stopped singing since she got here.
La, la, la. Oh, that's Miss Nightingale, Rufus. Nightingale, she's some...
Quiet on the set. Here we go in 5, 4, 3.
It's the Brooke Stream Show, coming to you in waves with the freshest, most current stuff out there. So sit back, relax, go with the flow, and enjoy today's exciting guest. The views of the show are the opinions of the host and her guests, and not a reflection of us at BTY Broadcasting. Here's Brooke!
good afternoon and welcome to Streaming It Live. I'm your host, Brooke Stream. Today, I have with me a gal who is truly unique, a treasure on her own, but not to...
Cut! You heard Brooke. She said cut!
What are you doing, Cal? We are taping. It's a live show.
You said cut. and no one stopped, so I had to stop everyone by saying, cut!
No, 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 I said but, not cut.
Yes, it's supposed to be alive. We'll fix it in post. Everybody, back to your places. Let's take it from the top. Quiet on the set. Here we go in 5, 4, 3.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Streaming It Live. I'm...
Time? Who has the time? Who called for time? Who needs the time?
What are you doing, Cal? I don't need the time. You promised not to interfere. I've got this.
I was just trying to help. I can't believe you don't want my help after all this time. I know that I'm a little bit...
Miss Nightingale? Miss Nightingale?
Yes, yes, yes. Are you addressing me?
Well, yes, I called your name. What? Isn't your name Rufus Nightingale?
No, I like singing like a nightingale, but my name is Robinson.
What? Oh, my God, to think I was nervous. I can't deal with this. I mean, Nightingale, Robinson. How is this show ever going to... Oh, my God.
I don't know if I can watch any more of this. It's rather painful. However, I do enjoy being able to say, I told you so. I mean, reminding those less fortunate that they have a lesson to learn. Tune in again to see if Brooke gets her BS show, Brooke's stream show, to flow smoothly, or if there's more rough waters ahead.
So we know in springtime a young man's fancy turns to love, but in summertime a young woman's fancy turns to marriage.
The beach.
And lots and lots of girls love the idea of being a June bride. So in honor of that, we thought it would be kind of fun sharing with our listeners some really unusual wedding traditions from around the world. Because, you know, we looked them up on the internet. And, of course, you know, they have to be true.
Absolutely.
So why don't you hit us up with one, Terry?
Okay. Well, I've got one here from Scotland. It's called blackening. And that's when they kind of grab the bride or the groom. You know, their friends do, like the day before the wedding, and they cover them in soot and feathers and flour.
Ew.
And they parade them around noisily in the streets. Well, it's to ward off evil spirits, which is not such a bad idea.
Oh, okay, I like that.
All right.
How about you, Erica?
Well, I have the famous Borneo bathroom ban, and that's from the Tidang people in Borneo, and they have this tradition that states that the bride and groom can't leave their house for 3 days. And they can't go to the bathroom for 3 days, and people check on them for 3 days.
Okay, why can't they go to the bathroom?
They don't say why not. They just say they're not allowed, because if they do go to the bathroom, they say that it will tarnish the bride and groom with bad luck.
Oh,
so
my God.
So it's good luck.
It's a luck thing again. It's a luck.
Do you think they still do this, or you think that's just... Oh,
it was on the internet, and it's true.
It didn't say they stopped.
What did you get?
Well, I have Sweden, and I kind of like this one, to tell you the truth.
Uh-huh.
In Sweden, at the wedding reception, if the groom leaves... all the men in the bridal party get to start kissing the bride.
Ooh. Oh!
And if the bride leaves the room for some reason, all the girls in the wedding party start to kiss the groom.
Oh, honey, I'm thirsty.
Yeah, honey, go get me a drink.
Honey, don't you have to go to the bathroom?
No, they can't do that. Okay, so mine is in Kenya.
Yes.
And it's the Maasai people, and what they do is the father of the bride will spit on his daughter's head and her chest before she leaves with her new husband.
Spit? Did you say spit?
Spit, like the Greeks do in my big fat Greek wedding. It's a luck thing, okay?
Yeah.
So they spit on him because it's a symbol of good luck and fortune, and they do the same thing before they shake hands, and they do the same thing with newborn babies, and it's all about warding off bad luck. Okay, so now that we're grossed out by what other cultures do, how's about our experiences in our own lives, in our own cultures, that might seem a little different to people?
Go ahead, Erica.
Erica's ooing.
I have one. Well, it's not my particular culture, but I was in the Azores for about 6 weeks one time. The Azores are these islands off the coast of Portugal, and they're really great, but they're a little primitive. And this couple got married, And their ritual is that after they get married and they've had their reception, everyone accompanies them back to their home, banging pots and pans and singing and making all kinds of noise. The couple goes into, and I participated in this, so I didn't read it on the internet. It's really true. And the couple goes into the house, and then for the entire night, I did not stay the entire night, but for the entire night, especially the elders, they surround the house banging pots and pans and banging pots and pans and banging pots and pans.
While you're doing it on the inside.
While they're consummating their marriage.
Well, wow.
Well, I think a good gift for that couple would be earplugs.
No, but you know what I think is behind that?
What?
So that they can get used to doing it without the distraction, because they're going to have kids that are crying and whatever at night. And
or privacy. If they're loud, nobody will hear them.
This is true, too. Okay. Anybody else?
No, I think it's time
okay,
to move
no,
on.
Okay, I've got one. I've got one.
All right.
Okay, so I'm half Polish. And mm-hmm. in the Polish tradition, the day after the marriage ceremony and reception is a gathering, and it's called poprawina. Mm-hmm. And everybody gets together back at the house, and the bride and groom open their gifts in front of their guests. Oh. So the guests get to see them opening the gifts, and they eat up all the leftover food from the reception
nice.
The day
yeah,
before.
I like that.
So there you go.
And now, here's a chance for us to laugh right along with you at ourselves. Here's some outtakes to wind up tonight's show. good afternoon, and welcome. I can't say the word welcome. What the hell? Let me do it again. Today, I have met with a gal who is truly unique.
Today, I have with me.
Well, shit. Let me do the whole thing over.
I don't know if I can watch any more of this. It's rather pitiful. However, it's also rather painful. However, I'll start it again. Okay.
They. Yeah.
Do I need the they?
I think so, because you want to kind of set that they.
All right, I can take it all from the top again.
Right. Or just from
where?
Oh, I guess you can take it from the top.
Or
then
you want me to do
Diana
it?
Can do her little.
Do you want me to take it from the top?
Yeah.
Go ahead,
the Lala.
Okay. However, I do enjoy being able to say, I told you so. I mean, reminding those. I got to do it again. I didn't like that. Sorry. Sing.
It's all right.
Sing, darling.
Sing,
darling. I don't know if I can. You're too loud, Diane.
You know what?
No, she's not.
Okay.
She's
supposed to trail off.
I can barely see
her. All right. Okay.
Thanks for tuning in. We are Babes in Voiceland, healing the world one laugh at a time.